Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up, everybody, and welcome to Ignite at Night. This is your girl, Shalia. It is Christmas Eve. Wow, Jordan. How you feel?
Feel like a regular day.
It really does. So, I don't know. Why are we not in the Christmas spirit? Give us your little quick theory about it, because it honestly doesn't feel too Christmassy, I guess because we don't have decorations. What about you?
It's been like this for a while for me.
Yeah. Do you think, like, as you get older, you just get out of the spirit or what?
Yeah. Like, every holiday come around, I don't care for.
Yeah. No, no. Hopefully it comes back. This used to be one of my favorite holidays. But, you know, we're going to try to get in the spirit today. We have a great show for you all today. We're going to count down, since Jordan doesn't have any, my top three favorite Christmas songs of all time. And we're also going to count down our favorite, not only our favorite Christmas movies, which Jordan would give you, but also our favorite TV show, little Christmas specials. And it's a lot of great, because sometimes we just want to chill back and watch cartoons. So we're going to be counting all that today. But first, we're going to start by playing with, no doubt, probably the hypest Christmas song ever. Y'all, well, some of y'all don't know. Y'all a little old school, so I'm school y'all real quick. Here is one of my favorite Christmas songs, What You Wanna Get for Christmas by the 69 Boys.
Hey, player, what you gonna get, huh? For Christmas,
yeah.
So what you gonna get that for?
Don't
Yeah. I love that song. Now, Jordan, last show you talked about wanting a Christmas rap song, and that's it. You like that song?
It's all right, but it's not hip hop. It's not enough hip hop for me.
What you mean? That was all the hip hop. What was it missing?
I don't know.
So what's your definition of a real hip hop song? Give us a few of your definition of what's a real hip hop song now.
I can't give you songs, man, but I'll give you some artists.
All right.
Of course, you know I'm gonna say Fabulous. Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Drake.
You like Kendrick Lamar? I'm shocked. You usually criticize everybody.
I like YG too. High Dollar Sign. Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Those are some good people. And so you said you haven't been in the Christmas spirit, but I think we have a little hope of trying to get you in the Christmas spirit with television. Do you watch television anymore?
Yeah, not a lot, though. Like, if I do watch it, I'll probably watch VH1 for Love & Hip Hop, or most of the time I watch HGTV, House Hunters.
Reality shows are taking over. Don't you feel like it? Like, I feel like it's too much of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like it like that. Well, anyway, for you guys who don't really feel like watching movies, I'll give you a little alternative. Here are a few TV specials of Christmas that you may like. Well, Christmas episodes. Number 5, I'm sure we all have seen it. SpongeBob, Christmas Who, not the little new crazy SpongeBob, but the old school, you know, that me and Jordan grew up on.
No, I don't. I never seen it.
Well, hopefully you'll watch it this Christmas.
Okay. No, I don't like SpongeBob.
No, the old ones are good, not really the new ones to me, so you may like this one. So, Sandy tells SpongeBob about Christmas and Santa. And he, along with the whole Bikini Bottom, write their letters and anticipate for Santa. But will Santa really come? Watching and find out. Now for the Fat Albert Christmas special. Fat Albert, well, first of all, I know a lot of y'all a little bit, you know, Bill with Bill Cosby. Some of y'all a little, you know, I'm not feeling Bill, but you know, this is a really good Christmas special. Of course, we all know about Fat Albert, and the Fat Albert Christmas special is really good. So, Fat Albert and the gang are rehearsing their Christmas plays, and the family who needs a place to stay stops by. Also, the mean Mr. Tyrone tries to put an end to their play and to the family staying there. What will happen next? We have to find out. Number 3. This is another person. This was actually my childhood hero, Raven Simone. Oh, my God. When I was little, quick story, when I was little, I think we first moved here in Marietta, she was just so perfect, everything to me. Jordan, did you used to watch That's a Raven? I know you had to have watched That's a Raven. Now, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so good. I remember I used to act like I was having vision. Like, I stopped to do a handstand and everything. Those were good days, but yeah. So that's a Raven, Escape Clause. Raven has a vision about a Christmas gift, and she opens it early, but she ends up misplacing it. Now she's going to try to have to replace it, but what's going to happen when she tries to do that? Find out.
The Proud Family, one of the best cartoons of all time, no doubt. Jordan.
About the Proud Family?
Yeah.
Did you hear my question? Or was I'm like going in and out?
You was going in and out. I don't think I heard what's Proud Family.
I was saying, don't you like that show? Do you agree that that's one of the best cartoons of all time? Because I do.
I probably wouldn't say that.
Here you go. Well, this is actually, I have a list of my favorite cartoons of all time. This is number two. I love this show. I'll tell y'all number one in a minute, but for the Proud Family, their Christmas is called The 7 Days of Kwanzaa. So basically, Oscar doesn't give a poor family some money, so Trudy makes them find a family. And once they do, Penny invites them over to their house for Christmas, but they don't celebrate Christmas. They celebrate Kwanzaa. So they basically teach the family about Kwanzaa and bring the family close together, you know, give them that good spirit. But there is something really special about this family, and you'll find out once you watch it. And number one, which is, in my opinion, the greatest cartoon of all time. I mean, of all time, Jordan. There's no cartoon better than this one at all. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Teen Titans. I'm just glad. But yeah, come on now. Hey, Arnold. You got to agree with me, Jordan. That was the cartoon. That's my favorite cartoon of all time. Yes. Hey,
no.
Arnold. Like right now, I'm like rewatching reruns of the season. I honestly don't want to finish them. You ever try to like save some stuff for later? Because once it's over, it's over. I don't want to watch it all. Well, this is me. I don't want to watch it all now because I feel like, dang, when I get really bored. You just want to watch it. It's so good. It's the best thing I've ever seen. But y'all know, Hey Arnold, football head. Love that show so much. So basically, Hey Arnold, he stays in the house, and in his house with the people he lives with, everybody does a secret Santa. And Hey Arnold picks Mr. Vietnamese man. He tries to see what he wants, and what he wants is his daughter back in town. So Arnold has to try to find his daughter, but he's having a really tough time, and in the end, he's just not able to. Well, you'll watch it, you'll see, but this is really good. And this is actually my favorite Christmas cartoon ever. I think it's the best. So, hey Arnold, speaking of Secret Santa, have you ever did Secret Santa before, Jordan?
Not if I can remember.
Do you know what you gave the person or no?
I don't think I never did it.
Did anybody ever give you a Secret Santa or no?
I don't know.
Alright. You don't know. Well, we're going to finish my countdown. Here's my second favorite Christmas song ever. And this is actually my year-round song. I don't just listen to this on Christmas, but I listen to this in the summer and May, everything. So here is number two, Let It Snow by Boyz II Men.
Let it snow. Holler.
my goodness. It's something about that song that's so perfect. Their harmonies are perfect. Seriously. I would ask Jordan about it, but he really doesn't like anything, so I'm just not going to ask him. So I really want to get a sense of what you like, Jordan. So for all of us, count down your favorite movies and your TV specials that you like.
I have favorite, but I don't have an order.
All right. How many is it in all?
I don't know. I'm just naming some.
All right, name them and tell them what it's about.
All right, one movie I like is Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's about his son won this toy.
Did you just say Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, I said nigger. What's she talking about?
Sound like you said nigger.
No.
All right, but keep going.
It's about his son won this toy, and then he going around stores trying to look for the toy, but they all sold out. And then at the end,
right.
Well, I shouldn't tell them the end of the movie, should I?
Yeah, we just want a little snippet. Don't tell us nothing what's going to happen, just a little snippet so we can want to see it. So he's looking all
then,
around for the toy, and what?
Yeah. He couldn't find us. So basically, at the end of the movie, his son got something he wanted.
Tell us the end of the movie, Jordan.
I didn't tell him what the movie. I just said his son got something what he wanted.
All right. What's the next one? And that's Jingle Jingle All the Way.
That's Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way. So give us another one.
I like the Santa Claus. With Tim Allen.
What's that about?
He's a divorced dad who had custody of his son Christmas Eve, and then in the middle of the night he has someone on top of his roof. He go outside and there's Santa Claus. He yell at him, and then Santa Claus fall off the roof and die, and then he pick up the suit and put it on. And finish what Santa Claus was doing. But at the end of the movie, it's a trick he had found out.
All right. Give us another one.
I like A Christmas Story too.
Christmas Story too. I never seen
the first one. No, it's
oh,
the first one I like. Yeah.
All right.
Basically, it's about he wanting his BB gun, and then throughout the movie, other things happen though.
All right. I'm writing these down. By the way, I need to look at some of them. So what's some more?
A Night Before Christmas.
I keep hearing about that. You know, when I first saw that, I thought it was like a Halloween type movie. So, yeah, what is that about?
Basically, it goes both ways. It's a Halloween and Christmas. So apparently, the main character Jack, he had leave his town and one day in the woods until he came up into some trees, and then it was like it had doors on it. One was Christmas land, the other one was Easter land, and Saint Patrick's land, Thanksgiving land. So he went to the Christmas, and then he seen Santa Claus. He kidnapped him. And brought it back to Halloween Town.
Oh, my. Yeah, that's definitely a classic. I got to watch that. Do you think it's better to watch that on Halloween or Christmas?
I don't know. Sometimes I just watch it just to watch it.
Is it really that good? You like it that much?
Yeah. I like the songs in it.
Oh, so it's like a musical too with it?
Yeah. Yeah.
We need to check that out. You got another one for us?
Have you seen Jack Frost?
No.
Basically that movie about a kid waiting for his dad to come, but what he don't know, his dad had passed in a car crash. So, and then later on the boy had built a snowman, and then his dad became the snowman.
I love Christmas stuff. Really, I do. All right. How many more you got for us?
Well, I don't think it's a Christmas movie, but it's good.
What is that? The Grinch?
No. Snow Day.
Snow Day. I never heard of that, actually.
Yeah. Basically, it's about this little girl, she wished it would snow because she never seen snow before. And then the next day, it got like 4 inches of snow. And then it's the snow pile. He's trying to go through the neighborhood and sort the streets. But her and her friends trying to stop him because they never seen snow before.
Oh, all right. You said that's called Snow?
Snow Day.
Snow Day. I need to go see Snow Day. And also, you guys know a lot of Christmas movies are coming out tomorrow. And so we are definitely going to talk about that on our show tomorrow. Will you be joining me, Jordan, for the 10 a.m. show?
I don't know. You know, I'm not a morning person.
Come on, get in the Christmas spirit. You'll fall right back asleep, I promise. No, you said you bought that vamp life, so you just stay up until 10 o'clock in the morning.
No. When the sun come up, I go to sleep. That's vamp life. You see me up all afternoons and night. I don't play with that morning stuff.
Well, Jordan needs to be on our 10 o'clock show so we can share what we got for Christmas and everything. Set an alarm. I want you to.
I don't have an alarm.
Well, then just tell your brother to wake you up. Don't go to work. They can wake you up before they go to work.
No. Their jobs close tomorrow. What are you talking about? Walmart closed tomorrow.
It is closed. I forgot. Yeah, everything's closed except for the, you know, police station, hospital, movies, and Waffle House. So Waffle House is never closed. But, yeah. All right, you guys, so this is probably my favorite Christmas song of all time. I really, really love it. Everything about it is so perfect to me. So here it is by the late, great Luther Vandross, Every Year, Every Christmas.
And I've got my
Christmas song. I truly love that song. Luther Vandross's voice, he really had the golden voice, like everybody says, and really, really miss him. May he continue to rest in peace, and just such a beautiful, beautiful voice. So Every Christmas by Luther Vandross. Love that song. So I know y'all enjoy my countdown, right? Just hot.
That's it?
So if
you don't have no more songs?
I was doing my top three. I think those are like my top. I have so many Christmas songs, and it was so hard. And
you didn't play the best one. Well, one of the best ones.
What, this Christmas?
No.
What?
Whitney Houston,
what's
Joy
your
to the World.
Countdown? Yes, Whitney
you
Houston.
Didn't play...
Yeah, her. She that definitely was on the top of my list, but I had to do like. You know, I didn't want to do the same, you know, this was just like an original countdown. I didn't want to do songs that were covered because we've been doing that all 12 days. So all of these songs are just original Christmas songs. So they're not covered, they're original. So that's what makes these specials. But yeah, Joy to the World by Whitney Houston. She definitely has the best version, her voice. I didn't know you liked that, Jordan. I'm shocked. You know, usually hating on everybody. I didn't know you. That's shocking because I actually really, really
I don't
love
hate
that
on everybody.
Song.
I don't hate on everybody. You just saying that because I don't agree with Justin Bieber in One Direction.
What do they got to do with anything? They weren't on a countdown.
I know, but I'm just saying you keep on saying I hating on everybody.
You do sometimes.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I don't.
Okay, Jordan. Those were my top three favorite Christmas songs. I just original Christmas songs. There's so many more. Like, here's a Joy to the World by Whitney Houston. Of course, you have the original This Christmas and the Christmas song. A lot of songs by Ashanti. And Justin Bieber had some good ones, too. But if I had to pick a top three, I'd just pick those. Maybe it'll change next year. I don't know. We'll have to see.
You didn't play no Run DMC or Curtis Blow or none of that.
I know, or Curtis Blow. I know Curtis Blow or James Brown, Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto. I'm telling you, I know. I promise you next year, Jordan. I promise you. I'm going to start working on that list now of all the songs I'm going to play. But you know I can only play 3 songs at a time. That's how we always do it on the show, so... I know. You know what, Jordan? When we do our show tomorrow, I'll, like, play all those little hip-hop songs for you. I'll try my best to get them, okay?
Nah, if I was DJ, I wouldn't play Christmas songs.
But it's Christmas time. I mean, what else you gonna play?
I already know everybody gonna be hitting that club. I'll be playing them club bangers.
No, they play Christmas in the club. Yeah.
That Travis Scott. Don't you open up that window.
Oh my gosh. I'm sure they play Christmas songs in the club. But maybe like the hip hop ones. But yeah. Some other Christmas episodes for you guys, for other shows that didn't make our list, but I want to name them out. Of course, this is also one of my favorite cartoons of all time, Ed and Eddie. This is actually my 5th favorite cartoon. I did a list of my top 5 favorite cartoons. This number 5, Ed and Eddie. I love it. Jingle, Jingle, Jangle. It's really good. Even Stevens. I didn't like that show when I was younger, but as I got older, I really appreciate it. And it's called Heck of a Hanukkah. Such a great show. It's actually about Hanukkah, not Christmas, so it's a little different.
Even Stevens not a cartoon. Even Stevens not a cartoon.
I said cartoon, my bad, I meant TV show. No, I didn't say cartoon. I just said I didn't
you
like
did
it when
say
I
cartoon.
Well, Ed and Eddie is a cartoon. Even Stevens is a TV series. These are my top shows. TV series, not cartoons, people. Some are cartoons, some are not. It's 2 cartoons out here, everything just TV series. Eddie, Jingle Jingle Jangle. That's that cartoon Christmas special. Even Stevens, Heck of a Hanukkah. I love that. It's very good. You'll love it. Hold on. Lizzie McGuire. Love Lizzie McGuire. Extreme Xmas. I really don't like the title. I don't like when people say Xmas because I feel like they're taking the Christ out of Christmas, which is what Christmas is about. So, don't like the title, but I like the episode. And, of course, everybody got to love this. Kenan and Kel, Merry Christmas Kel. I mean, Merry Christmas Kenan, my lord. It's called Merry Christmas Kenan. Definitely one of the best shows of all time. Always would be in the top, whatever I'm choosing. Drake and Josh, Merry Christmas Drake and Josh was a TV movie. Really great. And my 3rd favorite cartoon of all time, As Told by Ginger, and Even Stephen Holiday. Do you remember that show, Georgian, with Ginger Foutley?
Yes.
I love that show. My mama told me the grass was much greener on the other side. So, love, 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 love that song. So, yeah, those are some other ones to look at. Also, tonight, everybody, they're doing a rerun of It's Your 50th Christmas, Charlie Brown. Yes, Charlie Brown's Christmas 50th anniversary is this year. Which needs an applause. Woo! Yay. That's amazing. That is definitely a Christmas special I watch every year. And that comes on 9 o'clock Eastern Time. That's 8 o'clock your time, Jordan. And before that, they're playing the Christmas special, which is 8 o'clock Eastern Time, which is 7 o'clock time, your time, Jordan. So Charlie Brown Christmas, then right after that, it's your 50th Christmas, Charlie Brown. A fun fact, I didn't know Ferg, what were you going to say, Jordan?
I was about to say, y'all should already know, TBS and TNT going to be showing my movie all day, 24 hours, A Christmas Story.
Yes, and I'm going to finally watch that. You know, I've never seen that before.
I don't know why.
Have you ever seen White Christmas? I heard White Christmas is really good. I never seen that either.
No, I don't think I've seen
White Christmas. I haven't seen The Grinch.
I said I think I did see White Christmas. I'm not sure.
Yeah. What else?
You know how the Grinch Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey? I never seen that. I wanted to watch that. Have you seen that before, Jordan?
Too many times.
Is it good?
Yeah.
So I'm going to watch that. I love Jim Carrey anyway. Well, James Carrey is the real name, but they call him Jim Carrey. But yeah, so I have a lot of stuff to watch. I'm definitely going to watch those movies you said, Jordan. So I'm sure Christmas Carol is your, it's safe to say that's your favorite Christmas movie, right?
No, I hate that movie.
How are you going to say my movie going to be playing all day if you hate it? That don't make no type of sense.
You said a Christmas Carol.
Oh, I'm in a Christmas Carol. You see, I'm getting all mixed up. Wait, so what is a Christmas Carol? I'm so stupid now.
It's about, a dude who hate Christmas, and then to like so his nightmares come together and show what Christmas is really all about and stuff. The evil spirits, something like that.
It's like the movie Krampus, right? I heard that got, that's what it is. Something like Krampus, but yeah. So A Christmas Story. That's safe to say that's your favorite Christmas movie, right?
One of my favorites.
All right, so what's your favorite, like, better than all the rest?
I don't have one. If I did, it would be me.
It'd be, actually, we're in the right one, but, yeah. Well, thank you so much for being with us. Me and claiming the name of Jesus. We'd be up early. We'd do the Christmas episode, Central More. Great Christmas music, along with a review of the movies and what you need to watch in the theater so you and your family can have a great time. It's going to be so fun, Jordan.
You,
wake your butt up.
You forgot two TV shows.
What?
That's probably way better than Death or Raven. Something you probably don't know about.
And what is that?
You usually got Tahina. Yeah, I probably don't know nothing about that. That's real 90s.
You know, and Cousin Skeeter? Are you going to say Cousin Skeeter or what?
Yep, and Cousin Skeeter.
I never seen their Christmas episodes, but I will watch a Christmas episode. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Our time is up. We've enjoyed it. Time really does fly by.
Our time ain't cut us off. It's not up yet. It's not up.
It's about to, Jordan. I'm trying to end the show. Okay. Join us tomorrow early in the morning, 10 a.m. Eastern time, for our Christmas episode. You'll love it. Ain't that right, Jordan?
Nope. Or you could be sleep and vamping all night right now like me.
Bye, everybody. Tune in tomorrow, 10 o'clock.